Congratulations. What's your reaction?
Oh, it's really nice. Quite embarrassing, but very nice.
You are a little bit red and blushing.
Well, it's rather warm in here.
Emma, why did you nominate Hayley?
I think because she does such hard work in the High Peak, and also Chinley people have benefited so much from what Hayley's done, and you can see all the children, all the adults, all taking part in various activities, and it's all thanks to Hayley, and I think it needs to be recognised.
And Hayley, I know you're going to be far too modest to say anything about your achievements, but what does it mean for you to see, you know, like the village games, the community association, all the sports that are going on in Chinley? What does it mean to you?
Well, I think it's really important for people to have opportunities to take part in things, you know, in their communities and get involved in things. It is great to see everyone enjoying stuff so much, and the chat that goes on in the community, and the fact that people are loving it and making friends through it and really connecting with each other, getting fit. Lots of people have, you know, lost loads of weight and found, you know, things that they like to do and enjoy, which they didn't realise. It's just really nice for the kids as well to have something to take part in without having to be driven around all over the place, and just to meet with their friends and play sport and have fun.
And give us a few more specifics, Emma, on what Hayley's done, like with the Derbyshire Village Games and the Community Association.
Well, what Hayley did, Hayley trialled the Village Games project in Chinley, which triggered off the Village Games project. It gained the funding to run the project throughout Derbyshire. We've now got 7 Village Games offices in post, and including a coach and volunteer officer. So Derbyshire as a whole, as a county, can now benefit from what Chinley's got in a community, and hopefully everybody else's statistics have gone up as much as Chinley's have as regards to activity.
And in the run up to the Olympics, we've got the Olympics just over 8 months away now. What does, I mean, in terms of what can sport bring to people? You're thinking about the Olympics going down in London. What can it bring to, say, the High Peak?
I think if people are, you know, want to sort of enjoy the Olympic feeling, the Olympic fever that's going to sort of sweep the country, you don't have to, if you haven't got tickets to go down to London, it's not the end of the world, you know, because there's stuff that you can do within your own communities. And we're really keen, you know, in Chinley we did a Village Games event last summer, which people loved, and we did Wellywangin and Tug of War and had a bit of a barbecue and festival sort of feel to it. And I think it should be really nice to see villages all over the High Peak doing that kind of thing and organising events right on their doorstep, because you know, that way every child and every, you know, person in the community can remember the Olympics for what it did in their village.
And a question to both of you: if people want to get involved in the High Peak, you know, they might not be at the pinnacle of sporting excellence, but they just want to get involved, what should they do?
I think, well, I mean, from my point of view, the people within Chinley, it's not just me, there's about, you know, 10 or 12 really dedicated volunteers within the village who do all sorts of things, whether it's the tiniest little thing like collecting money at a class or, you know, running an event. But there's loads and loads of people who get involved in coaching and setting up new activities, lifeguarding, coaching, volunteering, all sorts of things. And I would just say there's help out there to do things within your own, you know, within your own village or town. And the things that people value the most are often the small things that people do, you know, to improve the situation right on their own doorstep. So I would say if you've got an idea, something that you'd like to see happen in your community, then don't wait for someone to come along and do it for you. You know, get in touch and get some help, but get and do it yourselves. And it's just so satisfying to see what you can achieve and how people really get behind it as well. So yeah, just say go for it, and, you know, have the confidence to just go and try out new stuff.
And Emma, you're the High Peak Village Games officer, you're the go-to lady. Tell us, what does it bring to you?
The Olympics brings to me inspiration, so that we can inspire people who want to do it, who want to be involved in it. Really keen to get people getting inspired to be involved, and it would be great if people could contact me and I can help and advise and, you know, be involved with you. It's not something that you have to be particularly scared of doing on your own. There is backup there, and I can help with that.
And give us your numbers.
07909 443 043, and my email is emma@villagegames.org.uk.
Well, congratulations to you, Hayley. Very well done.
Thank you very much indeed.